The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The survey done by Currys that says parents now are so doubtful of their children's ability to do basic things around the home that they are buying them in their droves robotic hoovers and air fryers to head off to college. Now, the air fryer might be handy, it has to be said, but they are so worried about them living in squalor that they're sending them off with robotic hoovers as well. Our own Henry McKean, not a man accustomed to living in squalor. He's in Athlone today. He's asking why school leavers seem to struggle with the basics.
When they're growing up, they should be taught.
So like, they just weren't taught, it was done for them.
Yeah, I think probably handed everything done for them by their mother, probably.
And did your mother do everything for you?
Until a certain age, and then I had to do it myself.
But I could use a hoover, I could use a hob and a microwave, I could use all the stuff that's in the house. Like, I don't
You can use a hob?
Yeah. I don't see a need for bringing the Roombas. You can use a manual hoover. It's just a matter of plugging into the wall, hitting the power button, and you just start going.
So the one that you're talking about, that's the kind of remote-controlled one?
That's the one you hit. It goes around by itself, yeah.
Can you use an air fryer?
I can use an air fryer, yeah.
And is it laziness or are parents to blame for not teaching their kids how to use household appliances?
Put it this way, the only reason why I know how to use them is because my parents showed me and told me to use it. So can you stick on the dinner in the air fryer for 20 minutes, blah, 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 that type of thing. Can you hoover the living room for me? You know, they asked me to do jobs and sometimes they didn't show me how to use these things. I had to go figure it out myself. So that is between my parents telling me to do a job for them and them either showing me or me figuring it out. So
they need to be shown how to use these things, but there also needs to be a sense of like, oh, I need to learn how to do things for myself and not always rely on other people or even these appliances that do things for you.
Can you use a washing machine?
Yeah.
Can you use a hoover?
Of course I can.
Why do you think so many people in your age group, so many students can't?
I feel like it's more of a reliance that they have on technology now and just don't have the know-how of how to use these things. I think it's just kind of, they need to go out and learn how to use these things properly. They need to be shown, and they just need a bit more incentive on how to live life properly and do things for themselves.
When was the last time you ironed?
Yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, I iron my shirt for work every day.
Maybe they're just hoping someone else to do it for them, and they're pretending they don't want to. They don't know.
This is why parents are sending them to college with these AI hoovers and the most sophisticated technology, because they're lazy, they're pretending.
Yeah, because I have four teenage adult sons, and they all know how to use them all. And in the beginning, they were like, oh, I don't know how to. They're just pretending. I don't think it's our fault, because I'm sure most of the parents out there, you know, tell their teenagers, you know, get the hoover, do your room.
Some of the views of the people on the street of Athlone being shared with our own Henry McKean. Some of them reminded me of that great Winston Churchill line, you know, I can boil an egg. I've seen it done. Anyway, with me to discuss, not Winston Churchill, but our feckless youth, JP McMahon, Galway chef and entrepreneur, restaurateur as well, Michelle Harding, founder of the School of Life. Michelle, can you explain why so many people seem incapable of using a hoover?
I think there's an element of over-parenting. Parents are very, very busy. And I think when we do come home from work, we just want everything to be nice for our children. So we're overcompensating and doing everything. And as a result, the basic skills aren't there. And it's not just being able to look after themselves. There's even a safety element to it. Like if they do start cooking, are they going to cook it properly or are they going to poison themselves? If they put on a wash, are they going to do it properly or destroy what of clothes? So these are really, really important things that need to be learned at a young age. So when children are in primary school, there's a certain task they can do, then they move into secondary school. And that's something School of Life, obviously, it's all life skills. That's something that I focus on and I'm in big demand.
And so what age, when you say in primary school, you start this, what types of tasks should primary school kids be doing?
In primary school, it should be like helping to prep. So chopping vegetables, setting the table, clearing the table, stacking the dishwasher or emptying it. If there's pets, there's a responsibility there where they're feeding them, washing their bowls, making sure they're clean before they put them in. So there's always that sense of responsibility. You have your set tasks to do. It's not being asked to do it continuously. You know what you have to do when you have to do it. So yeah, it's hard. It's hard work initially for the parent to say, right, you need this done. But I think when it's done at a very young age, children actually enjoy it, and it becomes like, oh, I can do that, and that's great. And they're looking then to do, okay, I've accomplished that. Show me the next thing to do. And bit by bit, we get to where we need to be. But, you know, simple skills like making a bed, there are, Premier Inn in England has started its own life skills academy, and they're teaching students how to make a bed. The students go into college and they're not changing their sheets from one end of the semester to the next.
Oh my God. Who would do such a thing? That is appalling. That is appalling. Anyway, moving swiftly on. JP, I wonder, am I a bit hypocritical kind of giving out about young people? Because now that I think about it, I was utterly inept when it came to the cooking when I went to college. I think pasta and a thing of Don Mio stirring sauce is basically what I lived in for at least about a year and a half of college. It has been ever thus, has it not?
Unfortunately, I think so. And in spite of the strides we've made in our awareness of food and more restaurants and better eating and better offers in the supermarkets, most of the, I suppose, the students that I know or meet are still in the same kind of ship. And when I was in college nearly 30 years ago, and I suppose I had grown up in a family of six, so I was aware of cooking, and I had chefed a bit from 15, so I was always amazed when, like, one person just lived off that Heinz sandwich spread on bread and then beans on toast, the classic one. But that's pretty much it for the whole week, and then back to home for the weekend. And there was speaking to someone a couple of years ago now, they were asking me about cooking pasta, and I was like, what do you mean? They said, how do you do it? I said well, you boil the water. And then they said, well, what happens then? And I said, well, then you put the pasta into the water. And they said, and then what happens? And I said, well, then it cooks. And they said, how long does that take? And I was like, I think this person's mocking me. But they weren't. They were like really asking me, how do you cook pasta? And I think you take for granted some of these things when you're in the industry. And I know Doreen Allen and Michelle Darmody, many of us have gone on about trying to teach kids better and have food in schools. And like, if they can teach kids computing in schools now, I think we could definitely put an hour or two in primary school just to scrambled eggs or roasting a chicken, or I don't know. Like, I mean, 10 survival foods you need when you go to college. But I think it's luck of the draw sometimes when you're a kid. Depending if your parents cook a lot, or as he was saying, if your parents show you how to make your bed. And I know I probably over mother or over father, mine as well. And the 15-year-old got me to buy her an air fryer because she said she wanted to cook. And I was like, well, it's not exactly cooking, but she's independent now. She said she can take something out of the freezer and put it into the air fryer, and she doesn't need me anymore. So
you may as well close down the restaurants, JP, at this stage. You know what I mean? Just start flogging air fryers.
She said, just leave me chips and chicken in the freezer and I don't need you. And I was so, and there is a good, I mean, I do like her when the independence of actually putting, I think it is good putting something into the air fryer and cooking it and knowing it's 15 minutes and knowing how well it's done, but just trying to expand that out a bit. And I think if you can use an air fryer, you can use an oven or a frying pan.
But JP, you said something there a minute ago, I think that's important. And it highlights something about Ireland that maybe that's not true elsewhere. It's going home at the weekend. So, you know, in other jurisdictions, they're kind of gone maybe for an entire semester or something. And, you know, necessity is the mother of invention. So maybe at weekends, they've got a bit more time on their hands and they can't live on beans and toast all the time. So they end up doing a bit of cooking. Whereas here, colleges tend to empty out on a Friday and they don't fill back up to Monday. So we know we're really only 4 days away from a decent meal back at home through.
100%. And it's not like you're away for 12. You're away for 12 weeks. And also, I mean, we have more disposable income now and there's more takeaways. And so, I mean, if you are here for the weekend, you could nearly like save up your money and then get takeaway for the weekend and then go back to the beans and toast Monday to Friday. You know, so I do think it's a wider kind of cultural issue And I think that education is important. But I mean, at the end of the day, that I do think the parents need to, I suppose, teach their kids about 10 things, maybe starting with scrambled eggs and I don't know what else it is, making spaghetti bolognese or cooking pasta, a burger as well. And knowing when it's cooked as well, because I think parents are afraid of the kids poisoning themselves. And like, it's hard to eat raw chicken, so I wouldn't worry about that.
Yeah, exactly. When you're putting your two hands on the bit that's sticking out of your mouth and pulling it apart to try and break it up, something has gone seriously wrong. The chicken is not cooked. Michelle, let's imagine a parent listening to us and they're kind of staring down at those aforementioned feckless kids at the table there, thinking, you know what, I'm going to take some advice here and I'm going to get them doing a few things. Low-hanging fruit, where could you start? What's the kind of the school of life version of JP's scrambled eggs?
Okay, so ask yourself three questions. Can they feed themselves? Can they keep themselves clean? And are they going to be popular in a house sharing with other people? Those are the three questions you need to ask if you have somebody that's moving out. So, you know, be able to cook and put something together. And that's why the air fryer is fantastic. You can be independent and it can put lovely meals together. But when it comes to clean clothes, that your clothes don't smell, you don't smell, those are important things. And then being popular in a house or unpopular, which is worse. And it's the person who is leaving their dishes after them. They prep food and they leave the banana skin on the counter, or they leave their, you know, so that's all going to creep in on people. And what's happening is my generation, and I'm in my 50s, we were taught how to do it. And we need to pass that on, because otherwise our children, if they don't know how to do it, how are they going to pass it on? So there's going to be a massive slide in this. And it's, you're talking about, if you're going to get serious, you're talking about nutrition and you're talking about health and all of that. So, yeah, the convenience is there. Okay. And it's fantastic, but it's doing things and doing them properly. So yeah, those are the three questions I would ask any parent to ask if your kids are capable of doing that. And this isn't something that's going to happen overnight. You have to put the work in.
Three good questions to start off from. Benny and Tip says, only the intrepid Henry could interview those young people who actually know how to boil a kettle. Being a student is a rite of passage. Pub and takeaway and enough money for the bus home. That's what you need, says Benny. Somebody else says, CPR, manual handling, self-defense. These should be taught in school. Table manners, house chores and respect should be taught at home. And somebody else says, is this not just weaponized incompetence? They can't cook. Throw meat in a pan, pasta in a pot, mix in a bolognese sauce. Job done. Not hard. You say it's not hard, but as JP says there, he had students asking him, how do you actually put the pasta in the pot? How do you do, what do you put in first? How does it cook? Amazing, really. 087-1400-106. JP, thank you. JP McMahon is a Galway chef and restaurateur. Michelle Harding, founder of School of Life.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.